Welcome to this week's News of the North. It's May 10th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filion, here with my co-host, the fantastic, the wondrous, Antoine Bergeron.
Hi, Paul.
I'm reaching a little bit more every week because I'm running out of titles for you.
Yeah.
Though I thought wondrous was a good choice. Mm-hmm. So, did you have a good weekend, Antoine?
Yes, a busy weekend.
Yeah, well, you were at the Indy Open. Did that go well?
Yes, it went really well. Ended early on the Sunday, so that's always nice.
Those two-day events on the second day, it's long.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, it's long for me as a player on the second day. I can only imagine as an organizer is going to do teardown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was home by 6.
Nice.
Yeah, that's really early. we had enough cancellation to drop around for the team tournament. So that made everything go quicker.
Yeah, Mother's Day. It's tough. It's a tough day to do an event.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. And figuring Quebec, did that go well for you?
Oh, it went really well. But do we keep that for the main show?
Sure. We'll keep the listeners in suspense.
Oh, no, just... It's all right. News should be short, so...
Yeah, no problem. So let's go into our events. First up, as we spoke about before, we have the Capital City Bloodbath, August 19th and 21st.
19th and 21st?
19th through to the 21st. It's late. I'm tired.
Yeah. So it's at the EY Center in Ottawa. A bunch of different tournaments. So Age of Sigmar, 40K, War Machine Hordes. There's a different format for War Machine Hordes. X-Wing, Batman miniature game. They also have a garage sale. So look on the website for the full schedule and the different price because they vary by tournaments. So capitalcitybloodbath.com, and we'll have a link in the show notes.
All right. After that, we have the Quebec City Open, September 23rd to the 25th.
So that's a new tournament in the province. So to fill the gap left by Indy Open moving from Quebec to Montreal and now moving away completely, well... Not moving away, but fading away completely. One of the Quebec City player and organizer, a big player, he go to a convention in the States and stuff like that. He decided to run his own event because there was nothing more in the Quebec City. So now, big 3-day events, lots of gaming, lots of drinking, and also a painting contest. So lots of 40k planned, one X-Wing, one War Machine Hordes, and one Age of Sigmar tournament planned. Also a big painting contest that will be judged by Thierry Hussard from TH Miniature. Right now, the venue is in limbo. There was some restriction from the first one they picked that they are not sure they want to go with. So they're looking right now. However, the dates are fixed and the website address might not be finalized. So we'll add a link in the show notes for the good one.
Yeah, I'm actually browsing the website right now. They have a beer hammer event. There's a beer hammer event on the schedule that they say it may not happen because it's only registration on site. It depends on how many people they have.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact they're trying to do one is kind of cool. It appeals to the basement gamer in me.
Yeah, well, most of that event is all aimed for most for fun and less for really competitive stuff. So the aim is to drink and have fun.
I can support this endeavor. All right, so that's it for events that we have. So I guess that takes us right into news. First up, as always, we're going to go with our non-crowdfunding news. And number one on the list this week is the Awakened Realms Belcrow. This is an amazing model.
Yes, it is. It's really big, too.
Well, I mean, I didn't have an idea of scale until I saw that there seems to be a 28mm mini on its base.
Probably 35mm. That model is 160mm high.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. And it is a creepy, gorgeous model.
Mm-hmm. The miniature and the custom base are not coming with it. So it's really just the model itself. But it's a strange kneeling giant all wrapped in bandages and with roots and tree branches and stuff.
And a crow's beak.
Yeah. All over his body. It's weird. It's cool. It's really nice. And the painting they have makes it look weird too. So
are you sure the scenic base doesn't come with it?
A base comes with it, but not the scenic one.
Oh, you're right. Oracle of Doom and the custom base you see in the picture or not. Is that strange? I don't understand why companies do this, where they post...
Their official picture is with added stuff? I find it strange.
And then even the picture, like, a lot of the pictures don't have the extra model, so you can see it's probably in there just for, like, scale reference.
Mm-hmm. But the base is always there. So.
The base is in every single picture, so I would have assumed it comes with it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because that adds a lot of detail to the piece. Probably worth spending a little bit of extra in getting it. So this model's on sale right now. I'm not sure when the sale ends, but...
Yeah, it's for the release. I don't have an end date for it, though.
Yeah, so it's $85 US, I presume?
Yes.
I think it's probably still worth it. I mean, it's a huge model.
Yeah, depending on what you have a use for it, though.
Maybe... Almost, I was thinking, like, maybe Vermin Lord or something, Skaven-y, or... I don't know.
Maybe. Or something Chaos, probably.
Yeah, a Chaos Demon of some kind. Looking for something to represent the Horned Rat, the Avatar of the Horned Rat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up?
Storm Raptor for the Ouroboros. It's not flying, that
could be a cool proxy.
Yeah.
Anyway, stop it. Stop giving me ideas, Antoine. Damn you. All right. Next up, near and dear to our hearts, Tor Gaming has a pre-order for the Vitir Brocken. So, I hope I pronounced that right.
Probably. So that's a blister of a couple of rock dudes. So the Vitir are all fairies, and most of them are aligned with some elements.
Yeah,
and
elemental fairies.
In this case, they are the smaller rock models. They have the, if I remember correctly, the Vistanen or something are the large rock elemental. In this case, that's the blister of the smaller, they're smaller brilliants. So they are on pre-order and should be coming out pretty soon. So. If you liked her relics or want to start in it, it's worth taking a look. And if you do, use our link. We have a how do you say that? A promotional account with them or something.
There's a referral program?
Yeah, a referral program. So if you think about buying anything from for relics, pass through us.
Well, it is a really cool game. With that new edition coming on the way, I'm hoping it picks up a bit more.
Yeah, and they have all new starters for the four main faction. Only the Ortnar don't have one yet because they are resculpting them. So,
yeah, very, very cool. All right, next up. TT Combat Galaxy Building. It's the size of a galaxy.
Yes, so it's a giant MDF building. Fitting roughly on a 3 feet by 3 feet table. So the building fills up that space and it goes up to 4 feet high. It's a MDF and, well, glass, it's probably acrylic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some, the sides open so you can move the stuff in it. It's a giant, industrial building.
I just realized what it is. It's actually really a Batman miniatures or Marvel miniatures playset.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's really what it's for, right? You can play a whole game because that plays on a 3x3.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play that whole game inside that building.
Yeah. Just strange because if you think about it, the Batman rules, all the buildings are like just large blocks. You cannot interact with buildings. You only move outside of it.
That's true.
Which makes it strange because of that. Sure, there's balconies and stuff like that, and but that makes it for a pretty boring table. You only play on the outside of it.
Infinity. You play Infinity in it. Yeah,
that would work.
And probably, I would hate to even think about doing that.
Bunch of other games, but
my God. Still.
Yeah, figuring your arrows on the inside of the building would be a pain.
Yeah, that's understatement of the century. All right, next in line. Mom Miniatures has some new terrain.
Yep. The first piece is a giant dwarf statue. Well, giant. It's a dwarf, so let's figure it's not that big. It's 4 inches high. But it's a cool statue, rock statue of a dwarf with an armored dwarf with a two-handed hammer.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. That would make some neat terrain for Age of Sigmar or any fantasy game where mm-hmm. dwarves exist. Or if you want to do a display table for your dwarven army.
Yes, like a dwarven hold, a couple cool of those piece, statues. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're not very expensive, about 15 euros?
Yep. So what, 25 bucks?
23 bucks, something like that, probably. It's nice. I really quite like it.
Or if I remember correctly, in Kings of War, you have some golems or stuff like that that maybe you could use.
Oh, yeah, you could totally use this as a golem for a game. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And they also have Golem?
Golem.
Okay. Nice to know.
Wasn't Gollum the guy from Lord of the Rings? The little...
It's G-O-L too, so it's the U-M instead of E-M. I don't know how to differentiate the pronunciation.
Yeah, that's Golem. Yeah. Sorry, I just went along with you and then realized, wait a minute, that's totally wrong.
It's nice to know. And they also have another kit, which is same price, 15 euros, but you have two... How do you call that? Well, two small statues, like busts of hippogriffs. One step, or I don't know. That's too arcane.
Too specific.
Hold on. Too specific for my English.
Oh, so there's a dais.
A dais? Okay.
A dais, yeah. So there's two obelisks, two like... Hippogriff bus or Griffin bus, they're braziers. There's like fire in the back of them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're phoenixes? I don't know. It's tough to tell with the unpainted resin. And then you have a dais in the middle. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm going to guess they're supposed to be phoenixes since there's an elven miniature in there for... and there's elven runes on the things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely Warhammer Fantasy display table stuff or terrain. Or I guess you could say Age of Sigmar 2, assuming they didn't change the aesthetics of the elves too much. So we'll have to wait and see on that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's cool stuff. And again, it's 15 euros, so 23 bucks. Definitely worth it for some nice little pieces of terrain. And I'm just going to go out and say that while we were talking, I was kind of poking around Mom Miniature's website. They have some really nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have some great proxy miniatures for Warhammer that I never even realized. They're elves, they're orcs, they're barbarians / warriors of chaos. If fantasy still existed, I would be picking up these guys.
Ninth Age?
That's true, you could do Ninth Age, I suppose.
Would make Steve happy to have two games to play now.
Because they've got some units of Chaos Warriors that look really, really nice. The aesthetic is very similar to the GW aesthetic.
Yeah.
But they're a little more dynamic looking. And if you remember, the Chaos Warriors are very static, the way they're posed.
Yes, for sure.
And it's 12 miniatures for 20 euros. So it's really not bad. You know, it's like 30 bucks for 12 miniatures. In resin.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to go wrong. That's like Chinese recaster pricing, but from the manufacturer.
Yeah.
So, good deal. Anyway, check out Mom Miniatures. Worth taking a look. Next up, North Star Military Figures. New Frostgrave Captains.
So, that's six different models to use as your leader or secondary leader, as Frostgrave is led by a wizard, but to use as a, probably a secondary leader for your warband. And a bunch of armored models and looks more veteran than what you would usually see in Frostgrave.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually realize the supplement that uses captains came out yet.
Yeah. I'm not following that game closely, so I didn't know that either.
So, yeah, and the captains basically will... They were talking about... the creator was talking about how he was trying to make it in such a way that the model wouldn't necessarily be better than the regular trooper models. He would just add an extra ability, like maybe a once-per-game thing or a special modifier to certain stuff.
Okay.
For his competency. Yeah. These are some pretty neat models. I mean, it's very historical-driven, so... You know, it's not my usual cup of tea.
No. And they're not the most detailed stuff you'll see. They're gaming pieces. They're not the painting pieces.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly.
But they do look cool.
And I'm sure they're a very fair price.
Yeah.
Next up, Weird Miniatures. Malifaux May releases. Quite a few stuff. Quite a few things from Malifaux.
Yes, there's a lot. And for all factions.
Yeah, it's everything in plastic.
Mm-hmm. I'll go through the list of names just so give our listener an idea. But a new Guild Sergeant pack, Exorcists, Rafkin, which is probably a character, Guild Autopsies, which are...
animated death marshals?
Maybe? Yeah, something like that. A mobile toolkit, Malifaux Raptors... My favorite of the bunch, McTavish, which is a gator rider. Or gator, probably not a rider, but a dontar.
A wrestler of some kind, yes. Gator, not a tamer, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, also Old Cranky, which is one of the gremlins. And finally, Fermented River Monks, which are drunk.
Drunk monks. Kung Fu monks, yeah.
Yeah.
I approve.
All those in plastic as yep. Weird now does for everything. So
yep, exactly. Next up, Infamy Miniatures 54mm Dimension Hop Tesla pre-order.
That's a piece. All the Infamy line for the game is smaller than that. It's 32 or 35. So that piece is exclusively for painting or for display purpose. So it's a steampunk girl with what looks like a futuristic machine gun. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's that futuristic. It's an AK-47.
Yeah, but they call it they have a name in the description for it.
Do they?
Yeah, or I saw one. I don't remember. But okay, so AK-47, but on a steampunk model. So kind of strange. She has an aviation cap with goggles and. Leather duster.
So. It makes me think of something like out of League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes. Yeah, the look. Just yeah, the whipping. Very kind of
super science-y. Yeah. Yeah.
She's on pre-order right now and on sale for £13, which is not a lot for a 54 millimeter model. So.
In resin? No, absolutely not. That seems to be a good price.
Yeah, and the sales end, it goes up to £20. So it's not doubling, but almost. So.
Yeah, so it's a very good deal. And they have a picture of one of the models casted, and it looks quite nice.
Yeah, the sale, these offers for the launch last until the end of May. So you still have almost 3 weeks to get your end of there.
Take advantage of if you're looking for a good model for painting.
Yep.
Next up, Arcadia Miniatures Ganesh.
Aradia Miniature.
Oh, did I say Arcadia? Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Aradia. Sorry, you're totally right. Oops. My bad.
Not a problem. So Ganesh is a giant elephant god.
Yeah.
Inspired probably by Indian mythology or something like that. The model is really, really cool.
He is. He makes me think Scorn, which you know, I think is what they modeled.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I think totally.
Yeah, with the headpiece and the real elephant faces and ears instead of being the what you see usually in the Scorn thing, made me think more Indian than Scorn. But yeah,
It totally is.
I can see it. Yeah. Oh no, I know, but I didn't make the same connection as you did, but now I can understand why you did.
No, I'm just saying the Scorn probably got their material from the mythology of Ganesh.
Yeah, for sure.
And Privateer Press probably borrowed from that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying these guys borrowed from Privateer Press.
So I don't see it either that way.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
So the model is 80 millimeter tall and sells for 50 euros. So for that size, it's not too bad.
Nope. I mean, like you said, it's a size one model. Just look at the different angled shots here. The detail level is quite good. I mean, there's a lot of little details in the elephant's skin.
Yes. So,
very cool. All right, and that takes us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. So, first up, we've got Flags of War, New York Bop, Street Gang Warfare by Ghetto Miniatures.
So the name is pretty spot on about what it is. So, you have modern gang warfare in the streets of New York.
Did they do a Kickstarter not long ago that we covered? Or was that another
There was gang? Another one, but that was more like London-inspired, I think.
And these are like these are 1970s models. Like 1970s-inspired street mm-hmm. gangs. It's so funny.
So this one runs until June 1st, and it's almost funded. They're £400 from their goal, so it's not that much.
Yeah, these models are so retro looking; it's hilarious.
Oh yes, the look is is old. It fits. It fits with the team.
Oh, the afros and like the
yeah. The black cobras, which are afro ninjas, or Afro Karate Club.
Coney Island Braves. The Riverside Ballers. Satan Skins. Jeez. The Black Cobras. The Black Cobras are killing me. They don't have the model. They don't have pictures of those models yet, but when they do, oh my god. I may have to back this just for the
Black Cobras.
Yeah. You know, I may have to buy Dan a set.
Yeah, that's what I was, what I had in mind.
All right. And as you said, that runs till June 1st, right?
Yep.
Okay. Next up, crossover miniatures, modular city terrain tiles, and fencing.
The first part of it is pretty simple. It's tiles, road tiles, 1 foot by 1 foot, to make a city board. So
yeah.
Pretty simple MDF laser cut stuff. However, the second part is really cool fencing in MDF and mesh wire.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to make your zombie compound or a prison map, maybe, or
I really see that useful for Arkham prison.
That's exactly. I was just thinking the same thing. You do Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Or some sort of prison set in the Batman universe, and this would be perfect.
And they also have some guardhouse going with the fencing if you need. So
it really makes it
look like for that.
I think the designers kind of realize that's what people are going to use it for too, because their models they're using for scale purposes are Hydra agent models.
Yeah, or zombies. If you look a bit lower, you have a bunch of zombies invading, attacking the fences.
It's very cool. We have to look into it, because those fences look pretty awesome. I wonder how much you get for a pledge. Worth checking out. This fence set, here we go. Fence set contains 8 15-centimeter sections, 2 7.5-centimeter sections, 4 7.5-centimeter corner sections, and 1 25-centimeter gate section. That's a lot of fence.
And that's for $40.
Well, $40 US, right?
Yes.
And then you can add guard guardhouses and stuff as add-ons. That's pretty snazzy. I see some fences in our future. And this this runs until May 18th. So if you're interested in some fences or city tiles, get on it soon. And yeah, it's been fully pledged already. Or fully backed, I should say. Next up, Crucible Crush, Flint and Feather game system. Hold on. Let me start this over again. Crucible Crush, Flint and Feather game system and 28mm metal miniatures. That seems like a mouthful. It's hard to pronounce.
Yes, it is.
So what do we got here?
It's a skirmish game set in the tribal warfare between the First Nation of the Great Lake region. So before contact by the Americans. So all Native Amerindians.
Before we give them smallpox and booze.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So different warbands like Hurons, Iroquois, and Wendat, and other nations.
You know, these are pretty neat looking. I mean, they're a bit on the heroic scale side, so their heads seem a bit big for their bodies.
Mm-hmm. And big hands and feet and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. But the details are surprisingly good. For a company I never heard of. I mean, yes, they do kind of look a little bit retro sculpts, like they're not, maybe up to modern day standards. But I think as far as historical miniatures go, these are excellent.
Yep.
I would probably put them up there with like a Perry miniatures, like something like that. Where.
Mm-hmm.
This is really nice. I don't know what the gameplay is going to be like, but at least the models are cool.
Yeah, they have some information about the gameplay for people interested in the Kickstarter description.
Awesome. So they're almost funded. They're at $9,000 of a $15,000 goal in Canadian dollars, so that makes it easier to fund. I guess it's a Canadian company, which I didn't realize. And they have 16 days to go. The Kickstarter ends May 26, 2016. And last but not least in our list, Soul Sprite Studios, Bloodstone Frontier. What's this?
So that's they call it Pioneer Punk skirmish game. It's, how could say that? Like colonists on another planet are left to their own and downgrades to like Wild West style of living, but with Firefly. A bit more technology. Yeah, kind of Firefly-like, but without ships.
Well, because the ships left, presumably.
Yeah, exactly. And the game plays fully with cards, so no dice and no rulers. So that makes me always a bit iffy, a bit like the first edition of Mercs.
Mercs, yeah. I think the same thing.
But maybe it plays better than Mercs did with the cards.
Well, Mercs played okay with the cards. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but really there were okay. Limitations that they could have removed. Even playing with the cards, just having to move from one point to the other and not being able to stop in between made it painful.
Yeah, it was really weird. Well, the other thing that was odd was the fact that you could... They're like, well, if the card doesn't fit, just turn it up on its edge and use it this way. But if you did that way, you actually get a different distance than if you light it down flat. Yeah,
exactly.
So it was really strange.
That's why I had some problem with it. So I don't know how they do it in Bloodstone Frontier. Maybe it's better taught or easier to use. But there's gameplay and explanation about how you use the cards and everything. So if you liked it, if that interests you, take a look at the gameplay stuff. And the miniatures are pretty cool. I like the gangs they have.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen the models. Let me take a look. Oh, yeah. I said it last week, I think, and I'll say it again. It still amazes me that small companies can get such amazing sculpts now with computer-assisted sculpting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the 3D sculpting just changes everything. Okay, the cyborg dog is pretty radical looking.
Yes. And if you go a bit lower, they have another gang, which is the Old Spot Boys. They only have the drawings right now, but they have
armored
pigs,
hogs. Yeah.
Yeah. And one have like a hold on hat. Like yeah, an old bonnet. Wife. A bonnet. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
I got nothing. They seem to have some sort of weird science techno-mechanical pitchfork, too.
Yes.
Whatever.
And I like the name because I think the pigs are called Pa and Ma.
Yeah, that's it. They're definitely right. Pa and Ma, and then sweet Jesus. All right. So
it's pigs. Yeah. So
exactly. So this is at 5,000 pounds of a 12,000 pound goal. So a little less than halfway there, with 17 days to go. The project will end on May 27th, 2016. And I think that's it for this week.
It is.
All right. Well, I guess we'll be back in a few days then.
Yes. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio and Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Geeky Voyage, a geek and pop culture blog that explores a variety of fandoms and many pop culture favorites from film, television, music, and various other topics, with liberal doses of humor, quirky musings, and heavy fangirling thrown in. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.